يشرو خلق ألف دف كوف يود زين. It's the 24th chapter entitled Kavod. So we start by quoting this Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Teis. It says, "Tes ve'elu she'en em chelek le'olam haba." These are people who do not have a share in olam haba. Ve'aymer en tera min ha'shamayim. We're in a brisa. Tanu rabbanon ki dvar Hashem baza u'mitzvasoi heifar. He corrects the Koreis. A pasuk from Parashas Shelach, Ektes Vav. Dvar Hashem baza. He has denigrated the word of Hashem. Ze'aymer en tera min ha'shamayim. Because the phrase itself in the Torah is fairly ambiguous. Dvar Hashem Baza. So we have a number of interpretations. The first one, Ein Tera Min HaShamayim. Dvar Achrei Ki Dvar Hashem Baza Ze Apikoirus. Dvar Achrei Ki Dvar Hashem Baza Ze Megalim Panim B'Torah. Ze Megalim Panim B'Torah. Somebody who interprets the Torah in inappropriate ways, illegitimate ways. Then the end of the pasuk, Ves Mitzvasoi Heifar Ze HaMeifer Bris Basa. Somebody who undoes the Milah. He Koreis Ti Koreis. The pasuk ends with this double expression. He koreis bo'olam hazeh, he koreis lo'olam haba. Mikan omar Rabbi Eliezer HaMudai, mamechalel es hakodashim, one who denigrates or desecrates the kodashim, v'amevazeh es ha'moy adois. The Rishon discuss whether that's a reference to the moyad or to chol moyad. V'amefer briseh shel Avraham Avinu, one again who tries to annul the bris. V'amegale panim b'torah shaloi kahalacha, illegitimate interpretations. V'amalbin p'nei chaveri barabim, one who humiliates another Jew in public. Notwithstanding the fact that he may have Torah Masim Tovim, ein lo chelek lo'olam haba. Tanya Idach, another brisa, Kidvar Hashem Baza, the same pasuk in Shelach, Zeh Omer ein Torah min ha'shamayim. Afilo amar kol ha'Torah kula min ha'shamayim. Even if he acknowledges that the whole Torah is min ha'shamayim, chutz mi pasuk ze, shelo yamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Moshe mipi atzmoy. Only one pasuk that Moshe innovated, ze Kidvar Hashem Baza. Vafilo amar kol ha'Torah kula min ha'shamayim. All psukim, chutz mi dikduk ze, but a certain dikduk of Chazal, or mi kal v'choymer ze, or mi gzera shava ze, it denies the validity of any part of Torah Sheba al-Peh, kal v'choymer gzera shava, hu ki dvar Hashem baza. Says the author, mitzbarer baze, ki ibud ha-chilek bo'olam haba na'utz bevizayon shel dvar Hashem. What becomes clear from this passage is that the loss of a chilek in olam haba is rooted in this idea of dvar Hashem baza, contempt for dvar Hashem. Ha'imer ein Torah min ha'shamayim, a person who claims that Torah is not min ha'shamayim, lo yimi chuse emunah nag ube. It's interesting, in this passage, it's not discussed from the perspective of lack of emunah. These brasses mention nothing about emunah. Shezeu lichoira hatam ha'ikare lehfsed olam haba. We would have said, seemingly, this is the main reason for the loss of olam haba. And, interesting, in the brackets, V'chein kasev ha-Ramban b'akdam al-Sir l'Sefer Yoiv. The Ramban writes this in the introduction to Yoiv, and we saw this above, on Daf Tzadik Tes. The author quoted this Ramban, Ki mi she'enu ma'amin, a person without emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, en lo shum sechar b'olam haba, af im asa ma'asim tovim l'achbir. Even if he is accomplished tremendously in terms of midos tovois and ma'asim tovim, but he misses the whole point. At any rate, in this passage, there's just no discussion at all of emunah. Rather, what we're talking about over here is the impingement on the integrity of the Torah. Pasuk ze lo amara kadosh bohu. This pasuk, he denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, hi ha-moinas b'mine chelkoi b'olam haba. That's the key point. V'chein b'chol ha-dvarim sh'agmara moinah sham. If you look through it, the passage carefully, says the author, you will see it all comes down to bizayon dvar Hashem. Be'apikoros yishna machlokes ben amoraim, when it comes to the Gemara on this passage, discussing what an apikoros is. So, two Amorim discuss it. Im ze mevazet al midei chachamim, is it a person who denigrates al midei chachamim, as in, my ahaneilon rabbanan, what good are these rabbis, what have they done for us? O im mevazet chaviroi bifnet al midei chachamim. Is it somebody who denigrates a fellow Jew in front of it al midei chacham? V'machloik is rak b'shi'ur ha-pegi'a b'chvod at midei chacham. The machloik is between the Amorim is regarding the extent to which one has denigrated the Talmid Chacham. But lechule alma, chet oi hu apgiyah b'chvot Talmid Chacham. Everyone agrees that the chet is the impingement upon the honor, the integrity of the Talmid Chacham. Similarly, malbin pnei chaviroi barabim, which is mentioned in this passage, to humiliate another Jew in public, hu anaf mishvichus damim. It's a branch, it's an extension of shvichus damim. But there's an important distinction. Aval ha-reitzeach ne'erag beveiz din v'yesh lo chelik ba'olam haba. A person who literally kills another Jew. So under certain circumstances, under the worst possible circumstances, he gets Mrs. Beis Din, but he has a chelik in Olam Haba. The Mrs. Beis Din itself is a kapara, and he gets a chelik in Olam Haba. Whereas our passage says, "V'amalbin pnei chaveri barabim," one who humiliates another Jew in public, ain lo chelik bo'olam haba. Doesn't. That requires analysis. Haretzicha hi netilas chayadam bo'olam hazeh. So murder is to take another person's life in Olam Hazeh. Umagia ba'adah einish beis din bo'olam hazeh. And therefore, what it incurs is consequences in Olam Hazeh through beis din. In contrast, v'amalbin ponim. This Malbin Ponim, this idea of humiliating another Jew, doesn't take his life, but his integrity, his kavod. And therefore, the consequences in Olam Haba. Inyan muflaz tzarich yunu ve'o. This, what we've been saying, requires analysis and clarity. Lama davka hapogea b'chavod ha'tira, ha'tamid chacham v'ha'adam. Why is it somebody who impinges on the kavod of the Torah of Talmidei Chachamim and just any regular person, ain lo chelik b'olam haba? That's our question. The author tells us something remarkable. Na'amod kan be'ezras Hashem b'davar gadol. Haneshama nikreis kavoid. It's interesting that in Tanakh, the neshama is sometimes referred to as kavoid. He gives one example. Kakasuv leman yizamarcha chavoid v'leidoim. We said every morning just before Baruch She'amar Tehillim Lamed. So here, leman yizamarcha chavoid. So that the kavod should sing to you, the meaning there is so that the soul should sing to you. There are a number of other examples as well. Take a look at Bereshis, Memtes, Pasuk Vav, and Rashi over there, where again the word kavod is used as a synonym for neshama. I also wrote from myself in Kisvei Maratz Chayus, in Achelek Aleph, Daf Kuf Nun Vav, he makes the same point. So since the neshama is called kavod, it follows then what the author now says, Harei Mahusah Shel Neshama Hi Kavod. It means that the essence of the neshama is kavod, following the usual understanding that we have, that a name connotes the essence of that entity. So if the neshama is called kavod, it means its essence is kavod, and that's a remarkable, a profound point. Tachlis yitziras adam. The fact, this is of course linked, because its essence is kavod, it means that the purpose of man's creation is leharbois kavod shamayim bo'olam, is to maximize the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And that's why we created in this way that our neshama is kavod. It resonates, it is in tune, it is designed for this purpose of maximizing the kavod of Hashem in the world. Kakasuv, it's an explicit pasuk in Yeshayahu, kol hanikra bishmi velichvodi berosiv yetzartiv af asisiv. I created all in order to maximize my kavod. Ve'ad heichan chiyuvei kavod Hashem megiim, how far the obligations of kavod Hashem go. Meva'er Rabbeinu Yehuda, zichrono levracha. Rabbeinu Yehuda in Shearei Teshuvah explains, and this is a passage that we'll see a number of times in Alei Shul. Hadavar yadua, he says, it's well known, ki midarkei kiddush Hashem Yisbarach, what we're supposed to achieve is lehoidea bechol mivta sefosayim, to advertise, to convey, through every expression, every word that you say, v'chol hashir mezun einayim, with every wink of our eyes, v'chol hanhaga ufaladam, with every action, with every gesture, ki yesoid lenefesh adam utzvi edyoi v'atoiv v'hayikar v'hayakar v'atoel hashasar boi, that all that is precious and good and useful is avodas Hashem yirasu v'terasoi. K'mo yishakasuv ki zeh kol ha'adam, like the pasuk at the end of Koheles, tells us ki zeh kol ha'adam. V'davar zeh kvoid Hashem, and this is kvoid Hashem. והמבזים לתלמידי חכמים ויראסוי, those who denigrate תלמידי חכמים או יראס השם, מבטלים הידיעה הזאת, they undermine this knowledge, ומראים ההפך בהנהגסם, and they demonstrate the opposite through their behavior, וכאילו אומרים, המויר כי אין העבודה עיקר. What they convey is that עבודת השם is not the עיקר, וכי שורש דבר נמצא מבלתי עבודת השם, that there's a root, there's a reality outside of עבודת השם, והם מחללים הסתירה, על כן יובדו מהקהל. That's the passage. And the author says, הרי כבוד השם צריך לראות על כל תנועה ומבט. כבוד השם, ideally, should be expressed by us through every gesture, every word, וכל הנהגה ופעולה, every activity, וזה כל האדם. That's how far it goes, this idea. And again, it comes back to the fact that the neshama is called כבוד, reflecting its purpose of maximizing כבוד השם. Kavoid ain't no inyan shel nimus v'derech eretz. Kavoid is quite distinct from manners and proper etiquette, which are important themselves, but it's quite distinct from that. Here it gives us a simple, straightforward definition, which we'll repeat in Chelek Beis. Ela hakara vegilui ma'alas hadavar. Kavod means to recognize and then to reveal, to publicize the value of something. To recognize and to then make known to the world the value, the benefit of something or someone. As far as Keshani Mechabed Adam, when I honor someone else, Hineni Megale es ma'alasoi v'chashivusoi le'in kol. What I do is to reveal in front of everyone his importance, his value. Keshani Mechabed Tamid Chacham, Hineni Makir Umgale Kedusha Satera. What I'm doing is to recognize and then to reveal and demonstrate the Kedusha of the Torah. Keshani Mechabed Es Hashem Yisbarach, Hineni Makir Umgale Elokuisa Yisbarach, Ki En Oid Milavadoi. Honoring Hashem means to recognize and then to reveal and to demonstrate His godliness, that He is the only, the sole power. That's the basic definition of Kavod. Tiraseinu HaKedusha Einah Mechayeves Eisanu HaKara Mufshetes Philosophies. The Torah does not obligate us over here in something abstract, philosophical. No. Ela Kavod. In practice, Shezeu HaGilui, to demonstrate, Vezoi HaKara. Balev Uvumase, both in the heart, but also in action, in practice. To reveal these things. Well, what do we use? What power do we have for this endeavor? Through the neshama, he mitzius shel kavod. As we said, it's called kavod because it is a reality of kavod. Shezoi peulasa ha'ikaris. That it is main function. Lechabed ulgalois. To honor, what we mean is again to reveal, to demonstrate rimimus ha'boire, the exaltedness of the Creator. Rememus Adam, the value, the dignity, the integrity of human beings. Rememus HaTorah, the greatness of the Torah. V'Talmidei Chachamim. That's in a nutshell. Harizoi Avodasa Ufulasa Shel Neshama B'Olam. Again, this is the activity, this is the Avodah of the Neshama in the world. Legadeil Lerumem Ulchabeid. To exalt, to demonstrate the greatness of. Memele, now we have an insight into this Mishnei Pekei Avos. Ve'ezu Mechubad. Of course, this explanation goes far beyond the basic idea of quid pro quo. If you honor others, they'll respond. You know, scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. It goes far, far beyond this. Now we understand that this is very profound. Eizu mechubad, who is mechubad? Davka mechabed asabriyos, because, as we'll see now, he is actualizing that essence of the neshama. The author says it now. When we see a person whose way is to be mechabed esabriyos, meaning makir umgalem alase shel kol echad v'echad, his habit, his modus operandi is to recognize and to demonstrate and to reveal the value of each being, the importance, the dignity of everyone else. It means, it means his neshama is actualized. Because again, his neshama is kavod. His neshama is active and vital within himself. So it has nothing to do with reciprocation. Even if nobody reciprocates, nobody honors him, he is mechubad. That's what the Mishnah means. His neshama is active in the way that it was designed to be. So he is mechubad already. The converse is equally true. Mezalzel umaktin umchapes mumim. The one who's mezalzel, who treats people with lack of dignity and he diminishes and he seeks flaws. What he's doing is inhibiting his own neshama. He doesn't allow it to act in the way it is designed to act. Then if the neshama is not acting, well, it's not illuminating. It remains dark. Mimele vehuatzmo einu mechubad. That's a much deeper, much more profound understanding of the Mishnah. Mechubad, again, to say it in different words, klomar nishmasei shel adam ze mechabed. As I said, this person's neshama is active. Mimele, it illuminates him, it mechabedes oisoi. Vehu zoichel yiron mimus v'yisalus esbisim. Even without any reciprocation from others, he himself is elevated. He himself grows. Umizgale bekirvoi oir eloki. And what is revealed within him is a divine light, as his neshama exercises itself. what are aroused within him are vidas tovos, which bring to ma'asim tovim, iroes lo hasagos amitiyos, and that through that illumination he can then attain greater perception and understanding. Then umechubad ze hu ben olam haba. It is this person, this mechubad, who is truly a citizen of olam haba. Because ma'o chelko shel adam ba'olam haba. What does a person have in olam haba? This is a Gemara in Bava Basra daf Ayin Hey. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasot lechol tzadik v'tzadik shevach upois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make for every tzadik seven canopies began Eden. Shenema, I quote the pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Daled, Uvara Hashem al kol machoin har tziyoin v'amikoyah anan yeimam. Hashem will create this, ki al kol kovoid chupa. Omar Rabbi Yochanan melamed shekol tzadik v'tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yiseh lo chupa lefi kevoideh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make him a canopy in accordance with his honor, meaning in accordance with the extent to which his neshama activated its this essential function that it has. That's directly the relationship. The more the person is mechubad, in the sense we described in the previous paragraph, then the more he has in olam haba, like that. The author now says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechabed es tzedik b'olam haba, and through this kavod, through this chupa, the person himself grows, expands spiritually in olam haba. And that's a direct function of what the person used his neshama for in olam haza, the extent to which it was mechabed. Now we can tie it up all beautifully. Kol avidas adam b'olam haza. Really, in a nutshell, the avoid of a person is kevoid shamayim, to maximize the honor of the glory of shamayim. V'chol chelkoi b'olam haba hu kvod ha'shchina chofef alav. And really, the chelik that we get for the olam haba is that glory of the shchina that then hovers over him. It's what he really did here. The direct consequence of it there is kvod ha'shchina that will then, as the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, hover over him, like a chupa, a canopy. Only this person earns it. Mida keneged mida, and directly, in direct proportion, the person who in his life achieved this reality of mechabed, that's what he was. Shenema, the pasuk in Shmuel tells us, ki mechabdai achabed, those who give me kavoid will have, I will honor them. Uvozai yekalu, and the opposite also true. Mevaze ein lo chelek ba'olam haba. Mevaze, there's just no reality like that in olam haba. Achasi, and it makes no difference. Imu mevaze es Hashem, atira, tamid chacham, vitzelem lekim. Whether he denigrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, tamidei chachamim, or any ordinary person who is a tzelem lekim. It just, that's not the reality, it's not the makeup of olam haba. Olam haba is kvoid hashchina, and that kvoid hashchina is really the way we've developed and nurtured the neshama to be mechabed. Finally, ma noyraim hachiyuvim shel kavod amutalim elenu. The obligations of kavod that are incumbent upon us are truly awesome. Kavod habiriyos and kavod chaverim, just general kavod to people and especially to chaverim, ein oidinan shel limus. We understand it's no longer just a matter of plain etiquette. It goes far beyond that. Ela gilui kavodoy shel tzelem elokim. What we're trying to do is to reveal and then to expose, to recognize and to expose the essence of Tzelem Elokim. Ukhshashalu atalmidim es Rabbi Eliezer on his deathbed, Rabbeinu, lamdeinu orchois chaim, teach us ways of life, v'nizgem elechel al ba'omalem, yizaharu b'chvoid chavireichem. That's the advice he could give them. Da'aka, this is the problem, that's the trouble is, zei machalas tekuf aseinu, this is the illness of this period of history. That's the disease. Shakavoid ha'amiti olech v'nelam, but true kavoid is eroded all the time. The rabbim hem hasein imoy, so those who hate it. In fact, he mentions the mission at the end of Seitan, yirei chet yimo asu, as Chazal say in predicting ikvus of the Meshicha, that yirei chet yimo asu, they will be despised. V'chol hem arbe lezalzel harei ze meshubach. That's the attitude often in the world. The more denigrating one can be, the better it is, the more one earns as an actor. Udvarim omdim berumoy shel olam, and things that really stand at the heights, at the apex of importance, bnei adam mezalzelim, and people denigrate and treat with lack of kavod. Bnei haTorah b'dor kazeh, so the Torah in such a generation, nidrashim la'amod b'nisayon. What's demanded of them, what's expected of them, is to withstand this nisayon. Veloy lases gam b'nehem drisas regel limidas azizut, not to allow a foothold, even among themselves, of the midah of zilzul, of treating things, belittling. It's really the translation of zilzul. Derech hachinuch lizhirus bechavod borai. So the path of chinuch, when it comes to chinuch, to changing ourselves and our personalities in this area, is clear. It's fairly clear. Hachel mikiyum hilchoiz derech eretz. It starts, of course, with basic etiquette shel kavod abriyos, relating to other people. Ve'ad lizhirus atzuma mizilzul betzelem elokim. All the way to great heights of enormous care. And then we know, we all have heard many, many stories of the later Ra, the extent to which they were extremely careful not to belittle any human being. Any human being. This goes beyond Talmidei Chachamim, goes beyond Jews, it goes to everyone, just at Tzelem Elokim, which is what the author keeps on emphasizing over here, as extreme care not to denigrate and belittle a human being, b'talmid chacham u'b'torah atzma. And then it goes on to greater levels. U'bevaday zeh mi'ikarei yesodos chinuch ha'talmid chacham. This is one of the foundations of training oneself to become a talmid chacham. Lakpid me'oid, to be extremely punctilious, b'chol l'chois kima v'hidur, in all the l'chois of kima v'hidur, of standing up for whatever it is, the elderly, talmidei chachamim, etc. Sever panim yafois, greeting people with a decent countenance, v'chavoid. Me'achamura shebechol mitzvois deraisa, all the way from, again, this is an expression Chazal called kibud avayim, v'chamura shebechamurois, kibud avayim, all the way from there, ad hilchois bizion oichalim derabanan, all the way to the rabbinic halachois, derabanan, of bizion oichalim. There's certain things, not to denigrate food, not to pass a dish with liquid over bread, all these things which are so neglected by Amen when people treat food with such a lack of respect so often. The klal agadoilu, ultimately the klal is Rabbi Eliezer's words, Hizaharu bichvoid chavireichem. Ula mikol amur lemala nika, from what we said above, it's obvious, ki avoida gdoilahi, it's a great avoida, lases kavod leilokei Yisrael, to maximize the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'cham alilu lehamik cheker, how much we have to deepen our analysis, b'rimimus ha-Torah v'gadlus ha-Adam, in understanding the greatness of Torah and the innate greatness of a human being. V'cham alilu lisbonen b'chol adam ha-mizdame l'mchitzaseinu, how much we have to reflect, to analyze, with every person who comes into our orbit, l'r'ois bo'im alis, to try as much as possible to see the positive. To try and reveal and to emphasize the good within that person, and then to rejoice when we discover something positive in a person, to rejoice as if we had made an important discovery or something amazing, to nurture that and to rejoice in that discovery. That's the avoida, as opposed to the chinuch above. That's avodah legalis tiv'am u'malasam shel kol dvarim, to spend time and effort and attention on discovering and revealing the positive aspects of things. V'ha'isek b'avodah zeh, a person who's involved in such avodah, mitzeis etzmo be'olam chadash, will find himself in a new world, be'olam she'en bo shiflus u'ktanus, in a world where there's no lowliness and no small-mindedness. Ki b'katan she'en b'dvarim, he will find even in the smallest of all created things, he'll be able to discover, he'll see properties which are just remarkably precious. The Pasuk says, said tonight, it's Hashem, Uv heichaloi kuloi omer kavoid. In Hashem's heichal, all bespeaks kavoid. As we said before, that's really Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Lo Chupa Lefi Kvoidoi, and it's a function of the extent to which his neshama was mechabed. So it's not surprising that Beheichaloi in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hall in Olam Haba, Kuloi Omer Kavod, all bespeaks Kavod. It all boils down to that. Finally, just to point out that in Chelek Beis, there's a whole series of exercises about Kavod. It begins from page Reish خف هي. عد كان.